did filet gumbo.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what's filet?
Filet is, it's made from,
sassafras, is it?
Sassafras.
Don't you take the...
You take the leaves and you dry them, my wife makes it.
Oh.
You take the leaves and you put them up and let them dry. And then when they're dry, you take and... Now, my wife used a blender, you know.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, somebody told me.
And you put the leaves in there and beat them up with a blender and make your own filet. And it's the best stuff in the world.
Do you ever make anything with a tea with it? What had you make sassafras tea?
Oh, well, we had sassafras tea, you know, make that from the roots.
Oh, okay.
See?
All right. Now, if you leave maybe an apple or a plum around, you say it'll dry up and...
Shrivel.
If you want to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you say you have to...
Shell them.
Shell them? Okay. What about some of the beans you might have? What, the large, flat, yellow beans?
Well, we had the lima beans, you know. We had the butter beans, speckled butter beans. And we had various types of peas, you know. The snap beans, you know.
What's the difference between lima beans and butter beans?
Well, lima beans, well, we always... classified them as white limas or big limas, you know.
Yeah.
And baby limas. In other words, a small white bean, you know,
mm-hmm.
was called a lima bean.
Yeah.
And large white bean, you know. And then butter beans, they were similar to that, but they you could get the speckled butter beans, you know, all white.
Yeah, I'm just saying, do you ever see any with kind of
bluish, purplish tint to them.
What are those? I've never had
them. That's, well, we used to call them speckled butter beans, you know. And, of course, your peas, you know.
Any other types of beans you might have that kind of...
Well, no, they had red beans, too, you know.
Podnol. Kind of peas you might eat, podnol.
Well, the beans, most of the lima beans and the red beans and snap beans, I meant the, butter beans were shelled, you know. You mm-hmm. use just the bean.
Yeah.
The snap bean, why, you could make snaps out of them, you know, if it was old, you didn't pick them quick enough, you know, you'd shell them, you know, get the bean out. And then, of course, you peas, why you always shell them, you know. Sometimes you could take, green beans, you know what I mean, and when they were younger, you could use them as snaps.
Yeah.
Cook them in with the older peas, you know.
Okay. What about, you might cook up and make a mess of tops of the turnips, you call that a...
Well, cook up turnip greens.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, what's the green stuff you put in salads?
Lettuce.
You say you had two
heads of lettuce.
Okay. Do you ever speak of having, when you speak of your kids now, I know you have a lot of kids. Do you ever speak of them as a couple of
youngins?
Well, a couple of heads of kids, or you might say I've got five, or I've got seven.
I've got seven children, or seven youngins, or brats, sometimes.
Do you ever use the word tassel? No.
Yeah, tassel, that means a lot, you know. And there's a whole tassel of folks at that place.
Okay. All right, now, the outside of the ear of corn, you call that?
The,
you got a green cover, you got to take off the ears.
Yeah, you call that chuck.
Okay. Now, the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat on the cob, you call that?
Call it corn on the cob, you know what I mean. We call that
mutton.